ואם אין דף בייס עמד בייס, let us start from next to the bottom line. ועוד אסנן אסריק שבל אילן בגימל דרוכים, listen to דבורים. Why does it say דרוכים in this Mishnah? So the Gemara says, משום דבינן מסני סייפה לירק בדרך אחר. So the Gemara says, Seif anami nisni davo. So the Gemara says, Osa moke mashmlon de dalke de esrik ki yerek. That the derech of an esrik is like a yerek. Ma yerek dalke li godil al kol mayim. U bishas li kitosai isuroi. A yerek does not only grow on rainwater. The existence of a yerek depends on irrigation, that a man-made irrigation. So, bishas l'kitosei yisurei, so when we are adam, which myself, ayotzei asode shone shone, or adam d'shnas ha-maisel, is this, the shone shenis, that the maisel is maisel shenir, the shone shlishes, the maisel is maisel oni. So we go Bosa the Shnas Alakita. The Shnas Alakita was Peshana Shlishis. So Yechayev and Mai Saroni. Af Esrik Daka Ligodil Al Kol Mayim. O Bishas Likitosa Yisure. So the same thing, the Shnas Alakita will be Mevara, which Maisa to give. Let us see Rashi. בגימו דרוכים אולו ורבי נויג בוי כאילום לעניין שביעס הילכן בפירוס אב אחה החנותה כאילום לאי אחה לקיטה כירק ולירק בדרך אחות. There's a similarity to a ירק בדרך אחות שבשף לקיטוסו איסורי, that the שנס המייסר is the שנס הלקיטה. שאין הילכן בוי לעניין מייסרס אחר חנותה כשאר אילונס, אלא אחר שונו שנוקד בוי, כי ירק. כאילו מפורש תיימי לכמון, like the Gemara will explain the reason for this further. המייסרס משתנויס כסדר השון. There's a שינוי in the types of מייסר which are given. שונו ראשיינה של שמיטה, מייסר ראשון ושיינה. וכן בשניה, אבל שלישס, מייסר רישן או מייסר עוני. אם חונת בשניה ונלכת בשלישס, אז בשאר אילונס, אחר חנותה. ודובוס לחנותה, נוגב מייסר שני, בעשר גח על הקיטה כירק, and we will give מייסר עוני. But the Gemara says, הוסו מוקה משמון דתם, דוזלינה די אחר לקיטה, ושמעוך דמילסהו, there's a reason why we go Bosa Lakita, because it's Dalkoi Ki Yerek. Neshe Dalkoi Li Godel Al Kol HaMayim, Shemashken Oisoi B'mayim Shuvim Ki Yerek, and Esrig, there is artificial irrigation. Da'ayno Taima Di Yerek, and that is the time that a Yerek we go Bosa Lakita, say the Shnasa Lakita. כדי אמר בראש השונה, גוירן ויקב כסיף. The פוסיק of מייסר says גוירן ויקב, גבי מייסר, כדוגם מן הגוירן, אז מה גוירן ויקב מיוחדים שגדלים על רוב מים, they grow על רוב מים, the existence is taken care of with the rainwater, the היינוג שומן, ומסעשרים אחרי השונה שעברו כדמין בראש השונה, דזלין הבוסו שונה שהביאו שליש בו, ולא יאכל לקיטו עושה. יאפינן לא מקרוי, אף כל שגדלם על רוב מים, דהיינו אילונס, מסעשרים לשוב. But ירוקס, that are גודל על כל מים, it's not similar to גוירן ויקב, to Mamela, there's a different oif on how to figure out the Shnas HaMaisa. Fragt Rashi, ואף על גב דה מייסר דיתו דה רבונן. הול מייסר ירק זה דה רבונן, רק אני מקה דרושם, זה בממיית, זה שנס המייסר אוב ירק פעם גוירן, פעם דוגן, פעם גוירן ויקב. וסולטן גזון יהיה מייסר דה רבונן, אז מכין נקרוי. תנס מחת יוצא ירוק שגדלם על כל מים מסעסר לשון הרבו הלד עשי תייסס עשרי קשובו לאילון בגימו דרוך פרש בקונטרס לאולו ולרווי ולשוויס ולניין שוויס הולכן בפרוי סוף אחר חנוצה כאילון לבוסו לקיטה כירק ואם תאימה Hashtem mashme, the Ravai noyeg be'esrik. Now it would seem that Zamachloikis Mesechtes Brochis, if the din of Ravai was only Nemro Bekerem, that means the din of Olo, that the Peiris, the first 3 years, are also Machilabano. That is a double muskin, that this is noyeg by all Ilomis. Now there's a machloikis, the Gemara Brochis, is Revai Noyeg by all Peiris, the fourth year after Olo, Revai is Noyeg, or maybe not, maybe there's no Issa of Revai only by Kerem Revai, but by Ilonis, there's no Issa of Revai. Now, if by us it says that an esrik has a din ilon, legabi revai, so we see klal that the din of revai applies by ilonis also, applies by an esrik, applies by shai ilonis. That's what we see from this Mishnah. Ashta mashme, the Ravai noig be'esrik, and kein koshe mahoke, laman di omar tni keren Ravai bereish keisad mevoch. There's a man di omar that says that we have to be goyres wherever it says net the Ravai, we have to be goyres in the Mishnah keren Ravai. It's a mistake, net the Ravai, we goyres keren Ravai. The mashma dein Ravai noig b'shar ilonis. Here we have an often a mishnah that Ravai is noig by ilonis, by esrik. The yeshloima, so Tosva says, tohochi koma. Now what that man the Omer says, that wherever it says neta Ravai, we have to be goyres kerem Ravai, tohochi koma, kerem Ravai kol heichi demotzi lemisni. That means if a person could make a girse and say that it's not neter Ravai, it's kermavai, so we do that. But the heiched aloi motzi lemisni, but if from the Mishnah it is muchach, that the Tana of this Mishnah holds neter Ravai, like polik, like pligialei, so then he's not chaylik, he holds, there are zicha, some tanoim who hold neter Ravai. The like pligi hasam loyma shall yisbar shum tane neta revai. Not the machlekes over there is there a tane, any tane that holds neta revai. The shema bar mehida esri could be besides this mishneh, which vaista is klal, there's a tane that holds neta revai. He kept looked at that tane behegi bishumoke. Could be there's enough in the machlekes. And the Gemara in Brachas was aware of it, that there is a machloikis tanoim, if there is an inyan of neta revai. So what is the machloikis over there? The whole machloikis over there is, we have mishnayis, and soif mesechus maise sheini, and it says there neta revai, and these are stam mishnayis. So the shaila is, how are we geiris in this stam mishnah? He commanded sova neta revai, I commanded sova kerem revai. Leida keman hilchese. We have a multitude of Stam Mishnayis, so then we have to know how the Stam Mishnayis hold. Kerem Abayi and Nefer Abayi. But there are Zicha Tanoim that hold Nefer Abayi. So Memele, this Mishnah is going according to that Tane that holds Nefer Abayi. And therefore we say that it's Esri Geshav Leilon Legabi Rabayi. The Yesh Mefoshim, others say a different teretz on this kasha. Afilu man de toni kerem revai moide bishar ilonis to midarabonon noyek. He's moide that midarabonon the zichadin of neter revai. The machloik is there is min hatoire is there a concept of neter revai. Midarabonon the zicha concept of neter revai. So memele, if it says here in our Mishnah that and Esrig Shove Le'ilon Legabe Revai, so means Midarabonon. Midarabonon and Esrig has a din. Midarabonon, there's a din of Revai by Ilonis, and an Esrig has a din Ilon. So we have here two terutzim. The Machlokes, the sheet of the Manyoma that holds Kerem Revai, does he mean to say that Lalochi holds Kerem Revai, even though there are Tanoim that hold that Revai, he holds Lalochi, and therefore he says the Stam Mishnayis hold Kerem Revai. That was the first Mahalach. And the second Mahalach is, the whole Mahalach is in the Eraisa, if there's such a concept of Netar Revai. But the Rabbonim, everyone holds as an Inyan of Netar Revai. V'yesh lono nafkusa bedova. There's a merdike nafkemina between these two mahalchim. The ipligi, if we will say that there's a machloikis, do we say neter revai, don't we say neter revai? The man, the toni kerem revai, davke, avo benete, ein revai, klala, filumi darabonam. So then, v'omru, Chazal tell us in Masech Shabbos, Kol Hameikul Ba'oretz, Halochi Kemoisoi Bechutzal Oretz. If there's a machloikis in Hilchis Zroim in Eretz Yisrael, so we paskin like the Meikul in Chutzal Oretz. Therefore, Ve'im Kein Akshav Bechutzal Oretz, Ein Din Revai Noig B'Ilonis. So then Bechlal does not Din of Revai B'Ilonis. Because Neretz Yisrael is a machloikis, so we have these guidelines. Kol ha-meikol v'oretz, ha-lochi ke-moise b'chutzol, so in chutzol we paskin, the holding rabbi is only by kerem, and not by netiyas, not by neta. V'imi da rabbonon, kol ha-alma moidu denoyik b'shar ilonis, but if we will say the second mahalach, that mi da rabbonon, everyone holds that there's a din of neta rabbi, is the word in the Rabbi Noyeg Midarabon, and the word in Bechutzlo is the Rabbi Noyeg Midarabon, and then it will come out that it's Negeya and Chutzlo, it's Hilchis Neta Rabbi, because Midarabon the Zicha Din Rabbi. No Machlokes about it. So that is on the Esrig Shavu Le'ilon, on the first two comparisons, the Shavu Le'ilon, the Gabi Ola, which is Zicha D'Raise, and the Revai, which we have two Mahalchim, either he holds Minatayr Zadinat Revai, or the Rabbon Zadinat Revai. Now we have a third case that Esrig Shavu Le'ilon, that is by Shvius. So Rashi said that by Shvius we go Basa Hanote, a Esrig, we don't go Basa Lekite. Masha Pesh Bekuntres Lishvias as Lina Bosa Hanote Kilon, Le Bosa Lakita Kiyarek, Mashme Mitech Perushai, the Bayarek as Linen Bosa Lakita Le Indian Shvias. The Bayarek we go Bosa Lakita. The Loy Dot, the Mimesach Shvias Nan, we learned kol ha-svichim mutorim chutz mi-svichei kruv. Now, svichim are yerokes which grow by themselves. They were not planted. And they grow by themselves. So it says, kol ha-svichim mutorim chutz mi-svichei kruv. Ve-hitsha Rabbeinu Nissim. So this is a Mishnah in Shviyah. So the Rabbeinu Nissim asked the Kasha, the Beperek Mokim Shenogu Toni Ipche. There it says, Pumfaker, Kol HaSvichim Asurim Chutz Misvichei Kruv. V'tiretz. So the Rabbeinu Nissim answers that the Mishnah in Shviyah and the Gemara Mokim Shenogu are talking about two different cases. Dabahi de mesache shviyis de toni kol asvichim mutorim mayri besvichim shel erev shviyis shenichnesu beshviyis. We're talking about svichim of erev shviyis that were not picked erev shviyis nichnesu le shviyis de kiven Shagodlo Ruban Beshishis Haim Kishal Shishis Umotorim Aflis Chayre. That means Perish Shviyis Ha'osabis Chayre. So it says in the Mishnah, Kol Hasvirim Mutorim, Svichim Mutorim, means Svichai Shishis Shenichnesul Shviyis. That means they were cut in Shviyis. They grew in Shishis, or the way Tosfos says, Godlu Rubam Beshishis, most of the Yerek grew Beshishis, Amitzas grew Beshviyis. So it says, it's Mutorim. Chutz Misvichei Kruv, besides Svichei Kruv, others say Kruv is Kale, Sheheim Asurim Leschoire, the also beschayre kedin shviyis. Kruv is different. Oy, another iser oyacher habir lachila kedmavashin nebirish halmit. And what is the reason for this differentiation between all svichim and kruv? The chol yerek ata yochel lamed olov bein chodosh bein yoshan. You can recognize the difference between last year's crop and this year's crop. You can tell the difference. If you have both still in the field and both weren't harvested, so I can tell the difference between the one that grew from last year and the one that grew from this year. This year's crop is much smaller, so we can differentiate. Aval svichei kruv shedalkei legadol imoyis imoyis. But it seems the svichei kruv, they grow very quickly and very largely. That means they get large very quickly. V'yesh olim shehen gedelim b'shviyis v'shem ayikach min olim shehen asurim v'yayma min ha'imoyis lekafti. That means kruv is very misleading. You come into, you see a groove patch, and you'll see something with large leaves, so you'll say, oh, this is from Shishis, and it could be you're making a terrible mistake. Could be this grew in Shviyas. How did it get so large in such a short period of time? That's cool for you. Cool grows like that. So Memele, so therefore Chazal answered all Alim of Kruv on Shviyas, who was not harvested Vishishas. Because it's very misleading. He says you can, by all other Svichim, you can see there's large leaves, there's small leaves, so I'll know what grew Vishishas and what grew Vishviyas. But Kruv, you can never tell. You can have a large leaf which grew Vishviyas and has Kedusha Shviyas on it. So therefore they said, Svichei Kruv Arosa. So Be'emesin, the kasha that Tosfos wants to ask on Rashi is already asked. Tosfos, since Tosfos brought down Rabbeinu Nissen Goyim, so Tosfos brings down the whole shtick Torah that Rabbeinu Nissen Goyim said. But here we see Klo, the way Rabbeinu Nissen Goyim said, so we see Klo, that Svichim, which grew Beshishis, it's mutter to eat, even though it was nilkat b'shviyas. As he says, svichim shal erev shviyas shishas, shanichnasu b'shviyas, they're still attached to the ground b'shviyas, the kivin shal godlo ruban b'shishas, hanki shal shishas umutonim aflus. It doesn't have kedushas shviyas, and it's mutter b'shchoyre. So we see klar, that Yerokis, you do not go Bosa Lekita. Rashi said that what it says, Esrigis Doime Leilon Legabi Shvi, he said you go Bosa Chanot Legabi Ilon and not Legabi Lekita Kiyerek. So Taisa says, I'm Shuldit. I have an offener of Nissen Goyim that says that you don't go Bosa Lekita by Yerek. It grew Bishishis, so you, and it was Nilkat Bishviyis, it's mutter, but now it's a schoire. Vahi demokim shenogu, diktoni kola svichim asurim. In mokim shenogu, where we have fakert, kola svichim asurim, chutz mi svichai kru, that's mutter, hainu, mayri besvichim shegodlu beshviyis, Valibe de Rabbi Kiva. The Dorish, Chime Acher Shaloi Nizro Meheichon Oisvin, Alalime Dala Svichim Shehem Asurim Afilu, Lachile Vachoshkein Lischoire. Now, let us just explain for 1 minute Shitas Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Pshat in the Posik, the Klal Yisrael asked, what are we going to eat, Shnas HaShviyis, Hein Le Nizra? Number one, we're not planting anything. V'hein le'nesef, we're not harvesting anything. So what are we going to eat the 7th year? This is the shaila that Klal Yisrael is going to ask. So Rabbi Kiva asks, if hein le'nizrach, you're not planting anything, so you're not harvesting. If you don't plant, for say so, there's no harvest. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Pasuk is telling us as follows. What if things grew without physically planting them? They grew by themselves, accidentally, seeds fell, and Heilin Nisra, first of all, we can't plant. In the things that grow by themselves, Loinesef, we are not permitted to harvest them. So Rabbi Kiva learned something that grows, Svichim, that grow in Shviyas, are also to eat, if you harvest them in Shviyas. Not allowed to eat them, period. That means that other, not Svichim, that grow in Shviyas, so there's din kedusha Shviyas, you're allowed to eat it, need no achile, you're not allowed to do schoira with it, after this man habia, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to eat them. Svichim, Rabbi Kiva learns, is also bachila, period. Svichim, which were harvested, b'shviyas, is also bachila. So Rabbi Nissen Goyin said, that what it says in Perik Mokim Shenoagu, that kol ha-svichim asurim, means you're not allowed to eat svichim, which grew in shviyas, is going according to Rabbi Kiva. V'savar, the svichim asurim b'shviyis midiraisa, he holds that svichim is also to eat b'shviyis midiraisa v'lo koidim is man habir. So we're talking about svichim shegodlu b'shviyis. Uch sheyotzu l'maitzoi shviyis also midarabonon b'chdei sheyasu ki yoytzibe. Now, so Tosfos is saying, according to Rabbi Kiva, min ha-toire, the iser is loinesef. So if you'll make a harvest of svichim in shviyas, it's also min ha-toir. That is a svichim shegodlu b'shviyas v'nis'asvu b'shviyas are also b'achila. But if you'll cut them the 8th year,
It's minatayda tmuta. It's not like nesek. But the Rabbonon asked to eat svichem, the Rabbonon asked to eat svichem that were nilketu bishminis b'chdei sheyasu kiyotzibem, till you'll be able to grow kiyotzibem. That means I have svichem that grew bishmiyas. They were nilkat bishminis. I have big leaves. I have. So min ha'tayri allowed to eat it. What's not nasai? It's nasai bishminis. But when a person is going to see me eating the eighth year, a big leaf or a big sviyah, so he'll say, it was cut in shviyas. He won't know that it was cut in mitzoy shviyas. Stama was cut in shviyas, and it's also bachila. He's eating it. So therefore Chazal said, even though it was cut by Tzoy Shviyas, but since this man Lekita is not, people won't know when it was Nilka, so people will think that it was Nilka b'Shviyas, and you're eating an Isadereise. So don't you dare eat these Svichim by Tzoy Shviyas, even though you are like it in by Tzoy Shviyas. You know when you're allowed to eat them, put them in the freezer, and let's say it takes 5 months for this mean to grow to this size, mitzoy and the bishminis, it takes 5 months to go. So after 5 months, so now a person will see you eating a large ola of svichim, he won't be choshed you that this is an ola shel shviyas, that was nilkat b'shviyas, he won't be chayshin you at all. This grun shminis is from the fresh crop. So after 5 months, you can take out from the freezer the ola that was nilkat b'shminis, and now you can eat it with a wing and half. Because now there's no, people will not think that this is an ola shel shviyas, shenilkat b'shviyas. That is the taich. Kol ha-svichim asurim, even though it was nilkat moitzoy shviyas, so even though according to Rabbi Kime it's mutam in atayr because there's no loinasay, because I was oisef in shminis. But people will never know that you were oisef in bishminis. They'll think it was nilkat bishviyas, and it's also machila min atayr. So that is pshat. If it was nilkat b'shviyas, she'yotzu l'meitzoy shviyas also midrabbonon b'chdei she'yasu ki yaitzebem, then it's only also midrabbonon till it'll be able to grow ki yaitzebem. Lukasava kol shal svichim asurim b'meitzoy shviyas. All svichim are also b'meitzoy shviyas till b'chdei she'yasu, till 5 months. Aval svichei kruv, she'en ki yoitzibem b'yar keis ha'soda, but the svichei kruv, which grow very quickly, lo'y gazrine behem, mishum sha'al svichem, do'min kere milse, the lashon here is not too clearly, do'min kere milse, umasha gidol amoyis, arei shal shviyis vos, umasha legi, arei shal meitzoy shviyis v'shorim. Al koponim, this lashon is a little unclear, but l'chayre taisis means to say, that which grew in shviyas was nilkat b'shviyas will be also. That which grew afterwards is muta. And I could eat everything already, they weren't goyza. O man de chozi lebar inish ta'ochal svichei kruv l'maitzoy shviyas. So if you'll see someone eating svichei kruv l'maitzoy shviyas, lo yosi le meichel shal svichim, say, mitzoy shviyas, he's eating shviyistike svichim, doshani mi shal svichim. Svichei kruv is different than shal svichim, v'gozrin en eteirem mishu misur. We don't say that the svichim that were nilkat, mitzoy shviyas, should be also the svichei kruv, also the svichei kruv that were nilkat in shviyas. Okay, so that is Rav Nissen Goyen, which Yisod, we're not learning Hilchishviyas now. But Al Kaponim, Taisus brought Rav Nissen Goyin for one purpose. That Rav Nissen Goyin said, Pshat na Mishnah Shviyas. Rav Nissen Goyin said that what it says, Kol HaSvichim Mutorim, means Svichim that Roiv Gidulam Beshishis, Venilketu Beshviyas, it is Mutotate. It does not have Dusha Shviyas. Even though it was nilkat b'shviyas. And here Rashi says, Ayerik yigob osa lakita b'shviyas. So according to Rashi, this should be osa. V'komok im shma minot, v'zini klal b'yerik b'osa lakita, ala b'osa roiv gidulim. Yigob osa roiv gidulim. Midishor esvichi shishis, shenichnesu l'shviyas. So Taisva says, that's right, Rashi's wrong. You're 100% wrong. By Yerik, you don't go Bosa Lakita. 100%. That we seek law from this and going. And the hey, the lawyers lean in Bosa Lakita. Mikomok in Bosa Chanote Nami lawyers lean in. But the Zichen Odin of Chanote, when you can discern a form of a fruit, which is a very small shear, that shear, is not applicable by Yerokes. Ela hagodul beisaroso behetamuta. That's me, hagodul means roiv gidulei. If roiv gidulei is beisaros, otsoso, roiv gidulei is beheter, it's muta. Mashein came beesrig vishar ilon, the zine legamri boso chanota. There you go, legamri boso chanota, dimchonat beisar, afilomashe godul beheter, achakach also. There you go, Basar Chanote. Ashtel Shviyas Shavali Ilon, that if the Chanote was Bishviyas, even though Roiv Gidl was Bishmines, it is Eskdush Shviyas. The Abakiyare Kavazlin and Basar Roiv Gidl. And that is how Taisvus says Pshat. That is how Taisvus says Pshat in this halacha that it's shove le'ilon legabi shviyas. Now the Gemara said legabi ma'aser, it is shove. Legabi ma'aser, it is shove to yerek. The Gemara says the reason is ma'yerek darkoi ligodol al kol mayim. So an esrog is also darkoi ligodol al kol mayim, and therefore you go basa lakit. Time at the yerik, mefosh per kamadarish shon, the goyren be yekev, siv, gabi maisa kedoga mina goyren. Ma goyren be yekev mi yuchodim shegdeilim al roiv mayim, mis asrim lishone shaobro, yotsu yerokai shegdeilim al kol mayim, samamelis mis asa lishonabo. Ah, for God, how can you make a drash that you, in Gabichi of Maisa, you need Dumiya, the Geirin Beyekev, in Lafuki Yerokes, that is God local mine, ah, for God, the Maisa Yerik Midarabona, Vahaych Oise Binyan of Midovo Shehu Midarabona, how could you learn that Hilchis Maisa Darabona from a Posik which is speaking about Maisa the Raisa? As mechu rabbona nakro kide perish pekutros. Veri perish, now the Ri said, is chaylik ad Rashi. He says, it says in this posik, the posik is telling us, goyrin v'yekev is, we go l'shona sha'avro, la'afuki yerek is l'shona habo. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Now, the Pasuk cannot be speaking about Maisris because there's no inyan of Maisa Yerek Minatayre. But the Pasuk is coming to tell me an essential difference between, that's the flow of the Pasuk, there's an essential difference between Geirin V'Yekev and Yerokes. So the Pasuk is telling us, im einay inyan lemaisa, tnei inyan l'shviyas. So the Pasuk is telling us Hilchos Shviyos, that there's a difference between Goyer and Vayekev and Yerokis Lagabi Shviyos. By Shviyos, by Yerokis is also Adin Shviyos Minatayre. The Pasuk is telling us that by Goyer and Vayekev, you go Basa Shana Sha'obra, because it's Godal Al Roiv Mayim. And Yerokis, you go Basa Shana Habo, because it's Godal Al Kol Mayim. Beri perish, asine menke meine inye la meise, tenayo inye la shviyiz, shenayig biyarek minatayra. De iker droshe osi la shviyiz linyin yarek, dami de reise. Shviyiz ab yirokes is ad de reise, bein biyarek, bein bilonis, kin minim bray shishone. Amina lecho meise charuvim darabonon, amat li shviyiz tebnei shuach di reise. There the Gemara differentiates by Maisa Peiris Eilon, which is Adarabonam, and Shviyas of Peiris is Adereise. Bu Adim be Yerokis. Da have the Reise. The Shviyas of Yerokis is Adereise. Mistome. Kechol Dover Shumachol Benishmo, Kedisnam be Meseche Shviyas. Klal Omru be Shviyas. So now, this is how the drasha goes. Ma goyren v'yeke shegdeilem al roiv mayim vazlinem basa shana shavro legabi shviyiz. Avkol, that's a godol al roiv mayim, so you go basa shana shavro laafuki laafuki yerek. That's Godel al kol mayim, you go basa shana habo. Beautiful. So it's a main inyan lemaisa, it's an emesa drash, no inyan l'shviyiz. V'koshe, faktoisus amur de kekashe. So if this drash is talking about shviyiz, rei esrig she godel al kol mayim, so esrig is also godel al kol mayim, kedisa bishmaiten, Lachem rinin she shavale inyan lenyan shviyas. It's shavale ilon lenyan shviyas leach basa chanote. So this is doch a pelagodal. We just said that the pole posik that's differentiating between roiv mayim and kol mayim, shana shavron lahabo, is speaking about shviyas. And that, from here I know that by yiroki she go basa shana habo. So if by Shviyas I have such guidelines, so how could you say an Esrig you go Bosa Chanota? Esrig is gross. Al Kolmayim. Vishemo Yeshloima. The Hodas Lina Bei Bosa Chanota Le Shviyas. Hainu Davke Le Chumre. Gegoin im Chonat Beshviyas Vinilkat. So Taisva says, you're right, by Esrig you go Basa Lakita, you're 100% right, you go Basa Lakita. Aye, the Gemara says that Esrig is Doime Le'ilon Lagabi Shviyas, you're Lechumre you go Basa Chanota. That's Lechumre, but Mikedi you go Basa Lakita. Frekta Marsho, that's Ms. Yosef. Say Bazoy, so fine. So say it's Esrig is Doime Liyerek Bishteidvorim. And you go Bosa Likita Bishviyas Minatoire. Now you go Bosa Likita by Esrig by Shviyas Minatoire. The Tana doesn't mention this at all. He doesn't talk about this. He just says, you know, the Chumri, you go Bosa. Lechuma you go basa chanota. Ezra doime leilon lechuma you go basa chanota. So that's what he talks about. But the Raisa he ignores completely. He doesn't talk about that. Let's put this kasha on hold. We'll come back to this. Let's see the second teretz of Taisus. Inami yesh loima. I'll tell you a second teres. Av al gav, the esrig godel al kol mayim. This kashi you ask me is a merdike kash. I'm telling you there's a drash. The drash is that ma goyrim v'yekev, that's godel al roiv mayim. You go basar, shon ish ovro. Lafuk hi yerek, that's godel al kol mayim, you go basar, shon ahabo. So yes, you are kashi, bezoi esrik, that's godel al kol mayim, you should also go basar, shon ahabo. Yeshleim avagav de esrik godel al kol mayim, ein lono lechalkoi midin shari lones le'inyin shviz. You can't differentiate between an esrig and other ilones. Given the le'inyin ola olavai le'chelaktei teire mi shari lones. So an esrig is like shari lones. Udroshe de goyren ve'yekev li'yirokei sosa. The Laila Esrig. You can't differentiate Esrig from all other Ilonis. So Mamele Esrig you go Bosachanot, even though it's Godel al Kol Mayim. So Mina Teire, all Ilonis are similar. In Mikol Mokim, Le'inyan Maiser, Shehuda Rabbonam. Tiknu Chachomim, Acha lekitosai isurai, hoyel vegodol al kol mayim kiyerek. But by maisa, which is adarabonon, then we do go bosa lekit. I think pshat and toisvis is as follows. We have here a drosha that there is a difference between something that grows on roiv mayim and something that grows on kol mayim. Something that grows on roiv mayim, you go bosa shana sha'ovra. Something that grows on kol mayim, you go bosa shana habo. Now, we can clear a chakire, what is pshat in this drash? We're saying shana sha'ovra in shana habo is totally in roiv mayim and kol mayim. Is this inyan of roiv mayim and kol mayim a simen or a sibbe? That means we can learn this drash in two way form. We can learn this drash, that means that sicher the Torah spoke about, when the Torah spoke about going bos shana sha'ovra, the Torah is speaking about something that's godol al roiv mayim. It could be, there's a reason to it. Since it's godol al kol mayim, al roiv mayim, that is why I go basa shana sha'ovro. What does that mean? That means as follows. What is the reason? The reason is as follows. That means even though in let's say in year Aleph, shnas hachanote, the peiri was very small, but the rain that fell that year, because of that rain, it grows the next year already. That means I don't need additional water to make it grow. The growing process is working because of last year's rain. So that means the whole peiri that I have this year, I can attribute it to last year's rain. So theoretically, it grew last year already. It developed this year, but it grew last year. That if it's godel al roiv mayim, it depends on the gshamim. Something that grows al kol mayim, so pshat is if you won't irrigate it now, it won't grow. It needs water now to grow. So if I have a peiri now, a developed peiri, which became developed because I irrigated it this year, so this peiri came about because of the irrigation, because I irrigated it this year. That's how we can learn that this halacha of Roiv Mayim and Kol Mayim is a Sibbe. That means these are reasons why the Halacha is like this. Something that grows on Roiv Mayim, so we consider it halachically that it was Nisgadol last year to the Kshamim of last year. I don't need it. More than last year's Kshamim to make sure that the spade should grow this year. So that is why you go Bosa last year. It finished growing last year, theoretically. Something that grows on Kol Mayim, so it finished growing this year. So the first Teretz of Tosfos held that Roiv Mayim and Kol Mayim is a Sibbe for the Halacha. So therefore, Me'iker Adin, a Esrig, you go, since a Esrig is Godol al Kol Mayim, Me'iker Adin, you go Bosa, Lekito, or Bosa, Gedula, whatever the Shir is. So therefore, Esrig shove liyerik legabi shvius. That's for sure. Minatayrit shove liyerik, because it's Rev Gedula. That what it says, shove liilon, that's only ad rabbanu de kedin, that if it was Rev Gedula bishmini, so shove liilon, if the chanota was bishvius. We'll go again back to the Teisvis. I want to mention the second Teretz of Teisvis. The second Teretz of Teisvis held that the drosha of Roiv Mayim and Kol Mayim is not a Sibbe, it's a Simen. That means the Torah wanted to tell us as follows. Ilonais, you go Basa, Shana Sha'avra, Yerokei Shigobos Hashanah Haba. But instead of spelling out Ilonais and Yerokeis, so the Torah wrote Roiv Mayim and Kol Mayim, because most trees, so when I want to speak about an Ilon, I give you a symbol of most trees which grow on Roiv Mayim, but that's not the Sib, it's a Simen. I mean to tell you, trees you go basa shana shavro, and yerokish you go basa shana lahaba. It's a simen, not a simen. So now let's perhaps start from the second teretz of Tosfos. Inami yesh loim afal gav the esrig godol al kol mayim. Now we'll start understanding words. Even though an esrig is godol al kol mayim, in lano lechalkoi midin shar ilonis linyan shviyis. But this is a tree, was geit meron, that this tree is different than all trees. But one should not differentiate in trees, because the whole drosha was really a drosha of trees. That trees should go bas hashan hashavra. Since in Gabi Ola Levai, this Yerik characteristic does not make it a Yerik. There's a Din Ola, there's a Din Revai. Udrosha, so that what it says, that Kol Mayim, you go by Sushanda Lahaba, that's the Drosha of Geirim V'yekev, Liyirake Sosa, that's coming to tell me it's a Simen. The minim that grow on Kol Mayim, you go basa shana shabu. So it is a simen. So memele, it's a simen to differentiate between ilonais and yirokis. Ilonais, you go basa shana. So since ilonais, in all dine diyaraisa, and an esrig is an ilon, legabi dini diraisa, legabi olo, legabi revai, it is an ilon. So I say legabi shvis, it also has hilchis ilonis. So memele, so we say the din diraisa that it has continues with it. Masha'en came meiser. Meiser is only ad rabbon on the kedin. The whole din of Maiser Ilon, the whole din of Maiser Yerg is only at the Rabbon and the Kedin. In the Rabbanon, I don't see Bechlau that an Elon has, that an Esrik has a Teiras Elon. There's no, the Rabbanon, the Kedinim of Elon is, besides Maisa, that we're speaking about. So, Fakel, so Ligabe Maisa, I'll say that it has a Dinyarek. Ligabe Maisa, it has a Dinyarek. So we gave it in the Yerokis. In the Teira, the Kedinim, the Teira gave it a Din Elon. Because Rabbi Ola, Rabbi Ravai, it has a Teiras Elon. So I say, so Rabbi Shviyis, Mina Teir, it has a Teiras Elon. And in Elon, it should go Bosa Shon HaShavro. And the Rabbon of the Kedinim, so now, what Suk do you want to call it? You want to call it an Elon or a Yerek? Call it a Yerek. Because in the Rabbon of the Kedinim, since it has the characteristics of a Yerek, we'll call it a Yerek. That is the second Teretz of Tosfos. The first Teretz of Tosfos understood that it is a Sibir. That there's a reason, not that it's Tolin the Shem, Elon the Shem, Yerek. It is a Sibir. An Elon, something that grows al Roiv Mayim, whatever it might be, Yigol Basushana Shavro, something that grows and call Mayim, you go Baso Shona Habot. So it's not totally in Minim. It's not totally in Minim whatsoever. Therefore, so an Esreg Mina Teire, what you tell me it's a Nilong? So a Nilong is in Teheit, but it grows and call Mayim. So the Shvi is Zicha go Baso Shona Habot. That what it said, it has a Din Ilon Lagabi Shvi, it's only a Drabon in the Kechumre. So we mentioned before the Mashoya Sakasha, but so Mina Teire, it's like a Yerek. So say, Esrik Shova Le Yerek B'Shnei Dvorim. Now, Gabi Shviz Mina Teire, you go Bosa, Shona Habo. But the Teretz is, Shova Le Yerek, Shova Le Ilon is something that's totally in the Shem Yerek, in the Shem Ilon. Like this. Ola is not a Din Ola by Yerokis, it's a Din Ola by Ilonis. So Esrik Shover Leilon, there is a Din Ola. That's Dinne Ola. Esrik Shover Leilon, Legabi Revai. These are Dinne Ilon. That what by Yerokis, Minatayre Yegobos or Shona Habo by Shvius, that's not the shame Yerek is Goyrim that you go Bosso Shona Habo. You know why you go Bosso Shona Habo? Because the Torah says if it grew from Kol Mayim, you go Bosso Shona Habo. The Torah, this is a reason for the halacha. And this reason doesn't differentiate what mean it is. The meanim aloy mal aloy mairit mina Torah according to the verse Teretz of Tosfos. So therefore, I can't say Esrik Shover LeYerek. The reason, not because Esrik is a Yerek, it is Dine Yerek. Yerek, the Yerek, the Gobos Hashana Habo, it's not because it's a Yerek. Whatever grows on Kol Mayim, the Gobos Hashana Habo. So Yerek grows on Kol Mayim, it's a Shana Habo. Esrik grows on Kol Mayim, it's a Shana Habo. But I can't say Esrik Shover LeYerek because this is not Dine Yerek. The Din of Shana Habo is because whatever is Godel, I'll call Mayim, you go Basu Shana Habo. Let us finish the Tosfos. Vim Taima, Amai Lechoshev She Esrik Shover LeIlon LeKloyim She Einoi Kloyim BeKerem Lechoshev De Shover LeIlon Ba'abo Drochim Ishloim Eloitonia Udashova Leilon Leilach Bosa Hanote Leyerik Bosa Lekite, but we are not speaking about Legabi other halachas. Vim Taima Vamai Lechoshim Sheshova Leyerik Pishnei Drochim Kagoy Lenyim Peye Deloy Mechayev Esrik Bepeye Mishum De Ein Lekitosei Keechot. The halacha is that the chiyuv peyah is only said on a food that is harvested all at one time. A food that there are different zmanim of harvest, sometimes when this goes ripe, you take this off, and this goes ripe, you take it off. But there are different manim to harvest the food, so then there's no din peya. When you pay it, be'inen likitose kechel. Umay taime matinen, taine beperiklal godol. There's no din peya by a taine. Beperik mokim shenogu, we'll because it's not likitose kechel. Ubiyerek nami ein peya misnaheges. There's another halach and hilchas pay in ira dava miskayim kedisa hosom. So bekitzer, it comes out that by yerek there's no din peye because it's not a dava miskayim. By esrig there's no din peye because it's not likitos ekeechot. But lemaise an esrig is daimet to a yerek. The Yeshlaima, so here by Emerson, the Lamdas we had mentioned before, the Achsama in Yesod, it says now in this Taisus. Kivin de Ike Ilone is Tuve Shein Chayovim de Peyim, Kigoyin Ha'oig, Vacharuvim, Ashnuyim be Meseches Peyim, Loishayich le Misne Shove le Yerik. So Taisus is saying over here, a Lamdas. Taisus is saying, there are, this din, that is no din peya by Yerek, is not a halacha in Yerek. That means there are ilonis also that is no din peya, for different reasons. So how could I say, esrik shovel li Yerek, this is not a din in Yerek, by Yerokis there's no, the Yerek is a din if it's not Dover HaMeskayim, there's no din peye. By Ilonis is a din if it's not Likitose Ka'achas, there's no din peye. But how could you stemple an Esrik, say, you know, it's not an Ilon because it's Potter from Peye. It's Shovel Yerek. Say, Shovel Oik. Why saying Shovel Yerek? This is not Medina Yerek. Allah is Medina Yerek. There's no din Allah by Yerokis. There's a din Allah by Ilonis. Umay time and nami loikama shovel yerek linyim bikurim. That you don't bring bikurim, shein bikurim ela mishiva saminim, kedisa bisifrei. So memeilim kain shovel nami lashai lonis. Again, so this is not a halacha in Yerokis and Ilonis. That Ilonis also are not chayiv bikurim. There are certain, the Shibis Aminim, Achai Bebikurim, Asayis, and Anovim, Achai Bebikurim, but so you can't say, Shovel Yerek. Shovel Yerek and Shovel Ilon applies Davke to the Halochis, which are Meyuchet to Alonis, and Meyuchet to Yerek.